To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh my goodness, it is so great to be back with you. I have missed you. 3.5 weeks of vacation was really good for me. And thank you so much for your patience. Jonathan Lowe worked very hard while I was gone, but he's a hard worker anyway. But it's great to be back with you. Really great. I hope you are doing as well as I feel like I'm doing.
Can I get that? You know, could you say that to the bosses?
I'm never going to say it again. You should have recorded it. That's it, dude. That's it.
Just the bosses, you know, get a little money.
So as you all can hear, he still thinks he's in charge. He really does. He believes it with all of his heart. But I love that dude. He's a good guy. He's crazy, but he's a good guy. Okay, everyone, I just want you to know how happy I am to be here tonight. You'll hear a little bit of tickle in my throat because I did have COVID while I was on vacation. How does that happen? It was really frustrating, Jonathan.
This is why we can't have nice things. That's basically the whole thing. That's why we can't have nice things. You go on vacation, you're trying to relax, you're trying to, you know, you're out in California seeing your son.
Right, seeing my son and his partner.
And all of a sudden, boom, the pandemic comes back to your doorstep.
Yeah, and I was stunned by it. I immediately took a test. I mean, I didn't waste any time, thank goodness. So I'm doing great. But of course, I've been singing at the state fair for 2 days, September 1st and September 2nd with my family, the Steels. And oh, did we have a great time. We had so much fun.
Did you find a way to stay cool?
No.
Okay.
However, I will say this, it didn't matter. Because we were so ready to sing for that huge crowd we had both days. It was amazing. I have to say, when you lose your voice as a singer, and it is the one thing you absolutely love to do, right? It's like at the top of the list. It's like that God idea of giving you a singing voice. I love to sing, Jonathan. And then when the COVID was done and I wasn't positive anymore, all of a sudden, I'm hoarse. My voice decided to walk away from me.
This is
for a minute the
nightmare scenario.
Yeah.
If you're a professional singer, it's a nightmare.
Right.
You try to get up on stage and your voice is either half there or not there, and that's not good.
When it's not there, though, the key is to make sure that you are giving it your all. I mean, give it your all.
I thought the key was going to be pantomime.
I don't know.
Just act out the song.
No.
Just start doing charades all over
it
the
is,
place.
It is well worth it. It's well worth it for the people who want to hear you perform. So I do it for them, right? And I'm going to do it at my best no matter what. It was interesting because we decided to do, little pieces of songs. My brother Billy calls them hymns. They're not hymns. I just want everybody to know.
They're not the true definition
of hymns. It's R&B. It's a little bit of country. It's a little bit of pop, you know. And we had such a great time doing that. And then I decided to sing a little bit of Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You, right?
Oh.
Right? So I'm standing at the microphone, you know, a little nervous. And I go, if I should stay. And I realized I really don't have it like I think I do.
Yes.
Right? So now I'm doubting myself. But I did sing just a piece of it.
Okay.
And the audience was happy.
And by the way, I'm glad you stopped right there so we don't have to worry about the licensing fees.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. We're done.
We don't have the lawyers on line five.
They
what are you doing?
They burned it in our souls, dude. At this station, they burned it in our souls. So here's the thing, is that we had such a great time in those 2 days of shows. We had 2 shows on Friday, 2 shows on Saturday. The beautiful thing was to see how many people were there at the state fair. It was so jam-packed. Children everywhere. Many of them, what were they called when the children, a lot of parents had them attached to a long, extended something.
A leash?
A leash. I never believed in a leash. Ever. It just wasn't my thing. But if you're going to go to the state fair with small children, I would recommend it.
It's so crammed with people. And I'm very intrigued to see what the numbers are, the overall numbers, especially with the weather that we've had the last 3 to 4 days, the last 3 to 4 days of the fair. It probably slowed it down, but it seemed like it was on maybe not quite record pace, but close to it the first 6, 7, 8 days. And especially after we got through the first weekend and got through the first day, and it just, the weather was beautiful for about a 6-day stretch.
That's a big stretch.
Yeah. You
know? I mean, considering Minnesota's weather, right? Because you never know. I mean, I've been out at the state fair when it rained.
Yes.
You know, when it just kind of rained a little bit and you felt it on your arms and your face. No problem. I was also there when there was a major storm.
Yes.
That was arriving over us. Do you remember that year? And, you know, you're hearing hail hitting all the buildings and you're just thinking, where am I going to go? Because most places you walk up to a window.
Right.
You don't walk in to a building to get food.
I'll say this. I think it was my first or second year there where it was Labor Day. I was working Labor Day at the booth, and it started out as a hot day, and we were going to have a big storm come through, and it was, I believe I was working on the 3 to 6, the afternoon drive show.
Yeah.
And it started out, it's hot at the fair today. It's 93, it's 94, and you got the little clock up on the post, so we have the time and the temperature. Mm-hmm. And I want to say sometime around like 4:30-ish, big storm came through, and it was lightning and wind and rain and hail and this, you know, tiny hail, but hail. And by the time the storm got done, now the host came back inside, and since we have an indoor facility, we can still broadcast.
Right.
But almost everybody that was sitting out in the crowd, they were ducking, running for cover. And by
not
the time,
much cover at the state fair.
No, there isn't.
It's not.
And so when that storm passed, it was at least 15 to 18 degrees cooler. It was down in the 70s by that point.
That's amazing, right? But now you're soaking wet.
Now you're soaking
wet. And it gets colder, you know, it gets cool.
And this is the other thing. That was it. That was basically, this was the mark. Summer is over.
well,
okay, we'll get back up. No. Summer was done.
But we're used to it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
We are 4 to 5 folks.
After Labor Day, you got that one point. You might have a warm up for a couple days, but you got that one point where that storm comes through, that cold front comes through, and like, wow, summer was nice, wasn't it? It's done now.
I don't give up so easily, right? Because no matter what, we're on the right side of the dirt. Don't forget that, Jonathan. It doesn't matter if the day is perfect or not. It doesn't matter if we get to the state fair and all of a sudden it's like, oh, man, it's too hot. Bottom line is that we are actually alive to experience it. And that's enough for me. That is enough for me.
I've missed your optimism. In my pessimistic world, I've missed your optimism.
You know what? You and I have been working together for how many years now?
Off and on for 13.
For 13?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So you and I have had these discussions over and over again, and we are so uniquely different, of course, woman, man, right? And then the way we think is so different. But we've come to an understanding. That's the bottom line. And yes. I wish I had more time to talk about that. But it's it's been a fun journey, that is for sure. Now, our first guest that is coming up tonight at 7:35 is Zach Stevenson. He's a Minnesota State Representative for District 35A, which is Anoka and Coon Rapids. And he's going to be joining us to talk about something quite interesting called the Social District. Now, this is from the mind of Jonathan. He found out about it, learned about it, and decided, let's talk about the social district.
Well, let's take a break, and then we can talk about the social district, which I had no hand in, no part of. I am washing my hands clean of this.
How is that?
We'll find out after.
You're the producer, dude.
We'll find out after the
break. How is that? We'll side out. Okay, he's trying to get me to shut up. You notice that? He's trying to get me to, Okay, we'll be back in a moment.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Y'all know I'm dancing right now, right? Y'all know I'm dancing. Jonathan's sitting there looking at me with a little smile because he want to shake his hips a little bit. Go on, let it go, darling. Let it go. Okay, he's only got one hand going. What's wrong with you? Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Steele Talk, and I am your host, Gerilyn Steele. I have missed you so much. And those that have been listening since the beginning, please know that I really, truly mean that. And at any time, if you come out and hear me sing, and I don't get a chance to say hello to you, please walk right up to me and say, Gerilyn, I would love to just talk to you for a minute. And if I have that minute, I will give it to you indeed, because I love the audience. I love the people that support our family, and it's just been amazing. In fact, the Steels, we did two shows on Saturday. I think I told you this. Two shows on Friday, two shows on Saturday, and we had the time of our lives. We really did. The band was smoking. I'm just going to have to mention them. You remember Ken Yari, my nephew? Jonathan?
I've never met him. I've heard quite a bit about
amazing,
him.
Amazing drummer, right? We had Spencer Christensen on guitar, you know, and he's a white guy that, you know, kind of is playing, you know, the instrument in such an amazing way. Just love having him with us. And then, of course, Yonathan Bekure from Ethiopia on bass, smoking, and Billy Steele on keys. right? And Billy, of course, would add and throw things in that we didn't expect, but it was just a blast. So thank you all for waiting for me to come back, for saying and writing to me and saying, you know, we really are looking forward to you coming back. Really grateful for it. And thank you to CCO for that long vacation. I have never taken a 3.5-week vacation. That was a first, and I hope it will not be my last.
And y'all can stop adding me now. You can all stop at, don't at me anymore. Don't at me.
Tell me more. Come on.
No, I'm okay.
You okay? Just, you sure?
I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
Social media is okay. We're good. We're done.
You know, I just don't do social media.
Not like
we do here at the station.
To be honest, I really don't either. I just opened up recently an Instagram account. Just recently.
I've had one for a long time.
I know. Most people have. I am not with it.
But I never do it. So here's the thing. Michael, actually, my son, he's the one that put it out there, right? He was like, Mom, I'm doing this for you. I'm like, why? Tell me about Instagram and while there. Why is that something I need to do? Do you look at it from a different generation?
No, I think I'm more in line with you because it took me a little while to get a Twitter account, and I still barely use it. It's one of those things. I'm just not that interesting. And so I'm not going to have – I may
You're
have,
not that interesting?
Not, no, I'm not. And so I might have a thought here or there, but if it's once every 6 months, hey, that's a goal.
You know, that's that. That's,
and so I'm going to try to force myself to do more with the social media game a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I open up the Instagram account. The reason why I did, I don't get out and take photos like I used to. I still have a digital camera, but it's old. But I need to get back into taking photos and stuff like that. And I went to a concert a week and a half ago.
Which one?
It was up near St. Cloud. It was at the amphitheater up near St. Cloud, the Ledge. An act by the name of Lindsey Stirling. She used to be, she was on America's Got Talent. She's a violinist that dances while she violins.
Seriously?
And that's just the half of it. She does other things.
What type of dance are we talking? Are we talking hip-hop?
Did I say hip-hop? Hip-hop.
I did. I said hip-hop.
Yes.
That's just not cool.
Can we rewind that and do that again? COVID talking. Hip-hop.
I don't have COVID.
No, that's the effects of COVID talking.
Please,
yes.
Oh, please.
So she it's called trip hop. So it's like a hip hop house or electronica dance type of music. That's what she usually plays to. It's very interesting.
What was it called? Trick kind of
trip hop.
Trip hop.
Yes, instead of hip hop, trip hop.
Yeah. So you're supposed to trip a bit, right? You know,
No.
You know, no. I have
maybe,
no idea
maybe,
what that
maybe
is.
it's a trip to play it.
Oh gosh,
you're the one talking about people tripping.
I know people that be tripping. Oh, did I say be tripping? I did.
Well,
I said
see what you did there.
You heard me and didn't say a word.
This is the kind of stuff you've missed on Sunday night, folks.
That's right. You know, I be tripping.
So I posted a couple photos from the concert on Instagram, and I'm going to try to do that with more things that I go to.
Really?
I'm going to try.
Are you really going to start going to more things?
I have a couple things lined up in the next few weeks. There are a couple concerts I'm thinking of going to. I am going to take a night off, a Sunday night off from you, unfortunately, to go see an event.
Oh, that's all I get is event?
Yes.
It's an event.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
You'll know.
So many questions.
You'll know when the time comes.
Oh, the time's going to come.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll know.
It will come soon, but
broadcast.
Not tonight.
You know, there's another station I might walk over to. But Jonathan.
No, that's okay. We don't need to interrupt the music. The music's good.
Too late.
Yeah.
You know, you're good. Always putting in new music, though. I like the music you put in.
I try, and that's another thing I need to do. I need to get back to listening and getting more music.
There's some
obtaining
great music,
more music
going on. It's amazing what these young people are doing. Really, I'm so happy about it, and they are so invested.
Yes.
You know, with their soul, they are completely invested. So
that's,
there you go.
That's what music is.
Yeah.
You
that's
have,
what they want.
You have to have. You can't do music blasé.
Right.
You have to have passion in it. You have to have your soul in it. You have to.
Yeah, I agree with that. The challenge is that some people don't know what that means. They don't even know what that would feel like if their soul was engaged. Right. And that's really painful just to even think about. It's time for us to take a break, isn't it?
That would be correct.
All right. We're going to take a break and come back. When we do come back, we'll have our first guest at 7:35. It's Zach Stevenson, Minnesota State Representative for District 35A, which is Anoka and Coon Rapids. Don't go away. We have a lot to talk about. It is now 7:36 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to Steele Talking. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele, and I'm so happy to be back with you. As I mentioned, our first guest is Zach Stevenson, Minnesota State Representative for District 35A. And 35A is, of course, Anoka and Coon Rapids. He is joining us now. Why? Well, starting next week, the city of Anoka will try a first-of-its-kind experiment in Minnesota. For 1 month, the Northwest Suburb will establish a social district with opportunities for people to take alcoholic drinks from a specific bar outside to walk around a small specified area of the city. Now, what are the benefits of this kind of initiative? Why are we even talking about it, right? And what are the pitfalls? Well, Zach Stevenson, our Minnesota State Representative for District 35, is joining us right now. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. My goodness, the first time I heard about this, there was a lot of buzz. A lot of people are talking about social district. Tell us exactly how to define it.
Well, I think the best analogy, particularly at this time of year, or something that's relatable to people, is just think about when the last time you're at the state fair, where you're able to go up to a booth and buy yourself a nice cold beer. And if you want to walk down the street and go get some food from another establishment, mm-hmm. or go check out a shop or something, you can do that without having to set down your beverage. There's lots of small towns across the country that have this in place. Anoka, of course, has that beautiful historic downtown that we love so well. Mm-hmm. With a lot of bars and restaurants and a wine bar and even a couple speakeasies. So a lot of places where you can enjoy a cold beverage on a nice summer evening like tonight.
So really this is kind of a walking party that's happening. You go from one destination to another destination. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's like that. You know, I think that on some nights, there'll be live music. Like, I think when we kick off the social district, for example, which is this upcoming Wednesday, there will be some live music there in downtown Anoka. But it's mostly so that you can go from, for example, 10K, my favorite little local craft brewery in Anoka, grab yourself your favorite beer there, walk down Jackson Street to Serum's, where you can get some of the best wings in the state of Minnesota.
Nice.
All enjoying a summer evening out in Minnesota.
So, of course, you're the one that's behind all of this. I'm sure your neighbors, people in Anoka and Coon Rapids, they must be asking you a lot of questions. Am I correct?
You know, I think there are a lot of people who are curious about how it's going to work. But the city has done a just phenomenal job of planning and preparing for this, thinking through all of the little details in terms of what's the borders of this social district. You know, where can you go with and where can't you go? And what are the hours, and how are we going to make sure that only people who are of age are drinking? And the city's put a lot of thought into this, and so I think it's going to be a great experience.
Will you have to beef up the police department in that area?
I think that they're going to have some people out and about, but I think, you know, for the most part, we're expecting a very reasonable situation. And that's what you see in other cities that have done this. It's not a huge out-of-control party. It's people being responsible, being out with family and friends and enjoying a nice evening.
Even if it's not a huge audience, the challenge for me, my father was killed by a drunk driver. And the one thing I've learned about this over the many years is that no matter what you do, one person with a bottle of alcohol, even a beer or a light beer, can be dangerous to others, right? So, like,
that's
you talk
absolutely true,
right? And so, the borders you're talking about, how do you secure those borders?
Well, they're going to be clearly marked as you move through the area, so you'll be able to know where you can go and where you can't go. And we definitely, I would expect that there will be people out and about, you know, city employees, police officers, to make sure people know that they're approaching the edge, particularly here at the beginning when this is a new thing that we're all getting used to. But, you know, we have incredibly good businesses up here in Anoka who will be treating people responsibly, not serving people who are obviously intoxicated. And I think we're going to have a good experience.
It also says here that as part of the bill, a provision was included that enables the city of Anoka to adopt local regulations to create a social district. Tell me how the local regulations are making this even better.
Yeah, and so that's kind of what I was just making reference to, is things like the borders of the district and the time. You know, this is not something that's going to go all night long. It's going to end at 10 o'clock at night, for example. Working with those businesses, for example, all of the beverages will be out of cups that are clearly marked as social district cups, so that you'll be able to see people, you know, if they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, right, drinking out of a cup, or if they're walking with something they're not supposed to have. So the city has been very thoughtful about how to put this together, working with the businesses in the area to come up with a plan that will work well for everyone involved and make it a great experience.
Children will be able to walk alongside the adults and the teenagers as well?
Well, you know, certainly it's going to be a family friendly experience in Anoka, but you know, if you're under the age of 21, you won't be able to drink.
Okay, so everyone has to show their ID, possibly, if you're asked.
Absolutely, you absolutely have to show an ID.
Okay, so once this starts, are you going to ease into it, or has this already begun? Am I way behind?
No, it starts on Wednesday. This Wednesday, just before 6 o'clock, is our kickoff. And Anoka is taking it for a little pilot here in the fall, so it'll only be for about a month. And then they're going to, you know, learn from what worked, what didn't work, and it'll come back next summer with on a more permanent basis.
Wow. So September 6th, everyone, make sure you can make it there. Are you inviting people from other communities as well?
Absolutely. You know, we always like welcoming people to downtown Anoka, historic downtown Anoka. If you've never been, is a great old downtown with lots to do and great food and great beverages. Everybody's welcome.
And if you're asking the question, okay, it begins on September 6th, but when does it stop? It stops on October 7th. So you only have that, you know, few days to go out and have a great time. A lot of these neighborhoods in Anoka and Coon Rapids really know each other well, right? That's one of those communities where they get out and really get to know one another.
Absolutely. It's a great community up here, and I think a lot of people are really looking forward for another opportunity to be able to get together and have a good time.
Are there any things that concern you? Are you worried about anything within this particular event? Are you worried at all?
You mentioned that it only takes one person to mess things up for other people, and so that's always a concern. But I think you plan for that. And I know the city has been very thoughtful in thinking about those types of situations and how they would be addressed. And that's why I think we're starting a little slow. It's, you know, happening here in the fall, not in the heat of the summer. We're only doing it for a month. It's going to be done at 10 o'clock every night. We're just feeling it out a little bit so we can figure out how to do this in a way that everybody will be able to enjoy and it's safe and responsible.
Yeah, I also read that window clings will be displayed at each licensed business within the boundaries, indicating it is a licensed social district business. That's the key, a licensed social district business. How many businesses downtown Anoka would you say are involved in this?
You know, I don't know the number, but there are a lot of bars and restaurants and even a couple speakeasies in downtown Anoka, historic downtown Anoka, so there'll be lots of options. We have a craft brewery, I already mentioned. There's also a wine bar in historic downtown Anoka. And then a lot of places that people who maybe haven't been there for a long time still would remember, you know, Serums and Billy's, establishments that have been there for decades. It's just a great atmosphere.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is now 7:36 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to Steele Talking. I'm your host, Geralyn Steele, and I'm so happy to be back with you. As I mentioned, our first guest is Zach Stevenson, Minnesota State Representative for District 35A. And 35A is, of course, Anoka and Coon Rapids. He is joining us now. Why? Well, starting next week, the city of Anoka will try a first-of-its-kind experiment in Minnesota. For 1 month, the Northwest suburb will establish a social district with opportunities for people to take alcoholic drinks from a specific bar outside to walk around a small specified area of the city. Now, what are the benefits of this kind of initiative? Why are we even talking about it, right? And what are the pitfalls? Well, Zach Stevenson, our Minnesota State Representative for District 35, is joining us right now. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. My goodness, the first time I heard about this, there was a lot of buzz. A lot of people are talking about social district. Tell us exactly how to define it.
Well, I think the best analogy, particularly at this time of year, or something that's relatable to people, is just think about when the last time you were at the state fair, where you're able to go up to a booth and buy yourself a nice cold beer. And if you want to walk down the street and go get some food from another establishment, mm-hmm. or go check out a shop or something, you can do that without having to set down your beverage. There's lots of small towns across the country that have this in place. Anoka, of course, has that beautiful historic downtown that we love so well. Mm-hmm. With a lot of bars and restaurants and a wine bar and even a couple speakeasies. So a lot of places where you can enjoy a cold beverage on a nice summer evening like tonight.
So really this is kind of a walking party that's happening. You go from one destination to another destination. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's like that. You know, I think that on some nights there'll be live music. Like I think when we kick off the social district, for example, which is this upcoming Wednesday. There will be some live music there in downtown Anoka. But it's mostly so that you can go from, for example, 10K, my favorite little local craft brewery in Anoka, grab yourself your favorite beer there, walk down Jackson Street to Serums, where you can get some of the best wings in the state of Minnesota.
Nice.
All enjoying a summer evening out in Minnesota.
So, of course, you're the one that's behind all of this. I'm sure your neighbors, people in Anoka and Coon Rapids, they must be asking you a lot of questions. Am I correct?
You know, I think there are a lot of people who are curious about how it's going to work, but the city has done a just phenomenal job of planning and preparing for this, thinking through all of the little details in terms of what's the borders of this social district. You know, where can you go with and where can't you go? And what are the hours, and how are we going to make sure that only people who are of age are drinking? And the city's put a lot of thought into this, and so I think it's going to be a great experience.
Will you have to beef up the police department in that area?
I think that they're going to have some people out and about, but I think, you know, for the most part, we're expecting a very reasonable situation. And that's what you see in other cities that have done this. It's not a huge out of control party. It's people being responsible, being out with family and friends and enjoying a nice evening.
Even if it's not a huge audience, the challenge for me, my father was killed by a drunk driver. And the one thing I've learned about this over the many years is that no matter what you do, one person with a bottle of alcohol, even a beer or a light beer, can be dangerous to others, right? So, like
that's
you talk,
absolutely true.
Right. And so the borders you're talking about, how do you secure those borders?
Well, they're going to be clearly marked as you move through the area. So you'll be able to know where you can go and where you can't go. And we definitely, I would expect that there will be people out and about, you know, city employees, police officers, to make sure people know that they're approaching the edge, particularly here at the beginning when this is a new thing that we're all getting used to. But, you know, we have incredibly good businesses up here in Anoka who will be treating people responsibly, not serving people who are obviously intoxicated. And I think we're going to have a good experience.
It also says here that as part of the bill, a provision was included that enables the city of Anoka to adopt local regulations to create a social district. Tell me how the local regulations are making this even better.
Yeah, and so that's kind of what I was just making reference to, is things like the borders of the district and the time. You know, this is not something that's going to go all night long. It's going to end at 10 o'clock at night, for example. Working with those businesses, for example, all of the beverages will be out of cups that are clearly marked as social district cups, so that you'll be able to see people, you know, if they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, right, drinking out of a cup, or if they're walking with something they're not supposed to have. So the city has been very thoughtful about how to put this together, working with the businesses in the area to come up with a plan that will work well for everyone involved and make it a great experience.
Children will be able to walk alongside the adults and the teenagers as well?
Well, you know, certainly it's going to be a family friendly experience in Anoka, but you know, if you're under the age of 21, you won't be able to drink.
Okay, so everyone has to show their ID, possibly, if you're asked.
Absolutely, you absolutely have to show an ID.
Okay, so once this starts, are you going to ease into it, or has this already begun? Am I way behind?
No, it starts on Wednesday. This Wednesday, just before 6 o'clock, is our kickoff. And Anoka's taking it for a little pilot here in the fall, so it'll only be for about a month. And then they're going to, you know, learn from what worked, what didn't work, and it'll come back next summer with on a more permanent basis.
Wow. So September 6th, everyone, make sure you can make it there. Are you inviting people from other communities as well?
Absolutely. You know, we always like welcoming people to downtown Anoka, historic downtown Anoka. If you've never been, is a great old downtown with lots to do and great food and great beverages. Everybody's welcome.
And if you're asking the question, okay, it begins on September 6th, but when does it stop? It stops on October 7th. So you only have that, you know, few days to go out and have a great time. A lot of these neighborhoods in Anoka and Coon Rapids really know each other well, right? That's one of those communities where they get out and really get to know one another.
Absolutely. It's a great community up here, and I think a lot of people are really looking forward for another opportunity to be able to get together and have a good time.
Are there any things that concern you? Are you worried about anything within this particular event? Are you worried at all?
You mentioned that it only takes one person to mess things up for other people, and so that's always a concern. But I think you plan for that. And I know the city has been very thoughtful in thinking about those types of situations and how they would be addressed. And that's why I think we're starting a little slow. It's, you know, happening here in the fall, not in the heat of the summer. We're only doing it for a month. It's going to be done at 10 o'clock every night. We're just feeling it out a little bit so we can figure out how to do this in a way that everybody will be able to enjoy and it's safe and responsible.
Yeah, I also read that window clings will be displayed at each licensed business within the boundaries, indicating it is a licensed social district business. That's the key, a licensed social district business. How many businesses downtown Anoka would you say are involved in this?
You know, I don't know the number, but there are a lot of bars and restaurants and even a couple speakeasies in downtown Anoka, historic downtown Anoka, so there'll be lots of options. We have a craft brewery, I already mentioned. There's also a wine bar in historic downtown Anoka. And then a lot of places that people who maybe haven't been there for a long time still would remember, you know, Serums and Billy's, establishments that have been there for decades. It's just it's a great atmosphere.
Wow, this is a big deal. Some people are asking, when I first heard about it, I didn't quite understand that you brought clarity tonight, so thank you. And we do wonder, is it only during the fall of each year? Is it going to be consistent?
No, so we're going to they're taking it out for a little test drive this fall, but then it'll come back probably in the early summer, next summer, and then it probably will be a permanent feature. For Anoka, if it goes well. I mean, you know, if people are enjoying it and it's safe and responsible, I expect it'll be a permanent feature of downtown Anoka, just like it is in lots of quaint towns around the country.
All right. Now, there are not the last time I was in Anoka, there weren't many people of color that I saw. Has that changed in that community?
You know, all like most of the suburbs around the Twin Cities, Anoka is a city that is diversifying. So I grew up right next door in Coon Rapids, and when I graduated from Coon Rapids High School in 2002, it was, you know, probably 90% white students at Coon Rapids High School. My wife teaches at Coon Rapids High School right now. She teaches high school English. And she'll tell you that student body is now about 50-50 between white kids and kids of color. And that increasing diversification is happening all across the metro, obviously. We know that. But Anoka is no exception.
I sure appreciate you joining us tonight, sir. And if people want more information, which website do they go to?
They can go to the City of Anoka's website.
AnokaMinnesota.com. Again, that's AnokaMinnesota.com. If you want to get involved, please read as much as you can and make sure that your family understands that you are participating in this. That is really important as well. So thank you so much, Zach Stevenson, Minnesota State Representative for District 35A. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too, sir. Good night.
Bye.
All right, everyone. You heard about it. And if this is something you're interested in, go check it out. I believe it will be spreading. I want to make sure that we know this. It says at the end of this, with the conclusion of the 2023 pilot program, city staff will gather information, report back to the Anoka City Council, and then report its findings to the state of Minnesota to help develop a comprehensive plan, a plan for the 2024 social district and beyond, and as an example for other cities to use. So this is going to spread if it goes well. Just make sure you know as much as you need to know, especially as a parent. We'll be back in a moment. It is now 7:53 here at WCCO. Welcome back. My goodness, as we wrap up this hour, it's been amazing to learn about this social district thing. If you're not quite sure what it all means for you, your family, your neighbors, your friends, all you got to do is go to the website that really tells you a lot more, I believe. At least that's what I've heard. So the website, let me make sure that I get it so straight for you, AnokaMinnesota.com. Don't forget that. And make sure you talk to your children about it. Talk to everybody in the neighborhood and see how they're all feeling about it as well. Okay, our next guest coming up in the 8 o'clock hour will be John Fila. He's the author of a book called Embracing AI. Everyone's talking about AI. So Embracing AI, Beyond the Basics Strategies for Educational Transformation. There is so much information about AI. What bothers me is that we are being told from different outlets that you can start dealing with AI now. You'll understand it eventually, even if you don't understand it now. Just let it go. Just let people talk about it. Glean as much as you can. And I'm thinking to myself, Jonathan, if I'm going to glean something from someone, I want someone I can trust. Because AI is a big deal.
Well, and it's a big deal in so many different industries and so many different ways. And so when we were trying to find a guest a few weeks ago to talk about education, getting ready for school, I talked with someone back and forth from Education Minnesota, and they turned me on to this teacher. He's got teaching credentials. He also creates curriculum, and he told me that, oh, this guy wrote this book. And so I thought that's a good other angle to this, is because AI is becoming so prominent now, how is it going to affect the classroom? Is it already affecting the classroom? Because, you know, Tuesday is it. If you're not in school by tonight, your children are probably going to be in school on Tuesday. And so what do you need to prepare them for, if you need to prepare them for advancing AI that they may not already know about?
Yeah, that's a good point. But I have to say, when you ask the question, artificial intelligence, what does that really mean? It means something different to so many people. Right? There was one moment in my life when I started hearing about AI. Remember those movies about AI years ago?
I was going to say it brings up what?
Hal and
Hal from. I was going to say, I was trying to remember the name of the movie, but. And we don't want Hal.
Hal 2000, wasn't it?
I think Hal 2000, yeah. Or brings up like War Games.
Do you remember War Games? Yeah.
With Would You Like to Play a Game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden it just happens, yeah.
Thermonuclear war. Never choose when you have the option. Never choose thermonuclear war.
Are you worried about AI? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
You're not at all concerned?
No, I think I have concerns, but I'm not panicked at this point.
Well, there's no need to panic yet. At least that's what I believe. I believe there's no reason to panic. However, if I had small children in school, I'd be panicking. And that's for real.
I could not tell you one way or the other. I just don't have enough information. I don't know.
None of us do.
Yeah.
None of us do.
I agree.
I mean, to the point where they started talking about AI before AI had showed up. And then all of a sudden we found out, oh, yeah, it's been showing up for a long time now. Right? So I'm so confused about that. What I need is clarity. What parents need is clarity. And the students need to know exactly what they're dealing with. This is a whole new ball game.
Well, even when the experts are saying, well, let's hold off on this. I don't know about that. We'll see.
Well, it depends if they're going to take over the human race. Yeah, there you go. All right, everyone. We'll be back soon. It is now 7:53 here at WCCO. Welcome back. My goodness, as we wrap up this hour, it's been amazing to learn about this social district thing. If you're not quite sure what it all means for you, your family, your neighbors, your friends, all you got to do is go to the website that really tells you a lot more, I believe. At least that's what I've heard. So the website, let me make sure that I get it so straight for you, AnokaMinnesota.com. Don't forget that. And make sure you talk to your children about it. Talk to everybody in the neighborhood and see how they're all feeling about it as well. Okay, our next guest coming up in the 8 o'clock hour will be John Fila. He's the author of a book called Embracing AI. Everyone's talking about AI. So Embracing AI, Beyond the Basics Strategies for Educational Transformation. There is so much information about AI. What bothers me is that we are being told from different outlets that you can start dealing with AI now. You'll understand it eventually, even if you don't understand it now. Just let it go. Just let people talk about it. Glean as much as you can. And I'm thinking to myself, Jonathan, if I'm going to glean something from someone, I want someone I can trust. Because AI is a big deal.
Well, and it's a big deal in so many different industries and so many different ways. And so when we were trying to find a guest a few weeks ago to talk about education, getting ready for school, I talked with someone back and forth from Education Minnesota, and they turned me on to this teacher. He's got teaching credentials. He also creates curriculum, and he told me that, oh, this guy wrote this book. And so I thought that's a good other angle to this, is because AI is becoming so prominent now, how is it going to affect the classroom? Is it already affecting the classroom? Because, you know, Tuesday is it. If you're not in school by tonight, your children are probably going to be in school on Tuesday. And so what do you need to prepare them for, if you need to prepare them for advancing AI that they may not already know about?
Yeah, that's a good point. But I have to say, when you ask the question, artificial intelligence, what does that really mean? It means something different to so many people. Right? There was one moment in my life when I started hearing about AI. Remember those movies about AI years ago?
I was going to say it brings up what?
Hal and.
Hal from. I was going to say, I was trying to remember the name of the movie, but. And we don't want Hal.
Hal 2000, wasn't it?
I think Hal 2000, yeah. Or brings up like War Games.
War Games yeah.
With Would You Like to Play a Game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden it just happens, yeah.
Thermonuclear war. Never choose when you have the option. Never choose thermonuclear war.
Are you worried about AI? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
You're not at all concerned?
No, I think I have concerns, but I'm not panicked at this point.
Well, there's no need to panic yet. At least that's what I believe. I believe there's no reason to panic. However, if I had small children in school, I'd be panicking. And that's for real.
I could not tell you one way or the other. I just don't have enough information. I don't know.
None of us do.
Yeah.
None of us do.
I agree.
I mean, to the point where they started talking about AI before AI had showed up. And then all of a sudden we found out, oh, yeah, it's been showing up for a long time now. Right? So I'm so confused about that. What I need is clarity. What parents need is clarity. And the students need to know exactly what they're dealing with. This is a whole new ball game.
Well, even when the experts are saying, well, let's hold off on this. I don't know about that. We'll see.
Well, it depends if they're going to take over the human race. Yeah, there you go. All right, everyone. We'll be back soon.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.